The Australian Human Rights Commission says social cohesion refers to positive social relationships, the elements of life that bind us. It says a cohesive society is one which encourages a sense of belonging and counters exclusion. Despite widely shared views, it says many people struggle to feel accepted within mainstream Australian society. Peter Dukas is the Senior Deputy Chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia.
Australia's demographics speak for themselves. One quarter of all Australians are born overseas, and another quarter have at least one parent who's born overseas. So it is critical that social cohesion is not only promoted but maintained and celebrated. That's the idea of the conference.
From religion to sport, the Cohesion Conference, organised by Western Sydney University, will also look at topics such as settlement experiences, employment, gender, sport, policy and ageing, amongst others. Conference speakers include Senator Zed Seselja, Greens leader Senator Richard Di Natale, Federal MP Dr Anne Ali, Race Discrimination Commissioner Dr Tim Supomasan, and Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of SBS, Mr Michael Ebud. FECA describes the diversity of Australian society as an asset to social cohesion. It says it's important that obstacles are not only acknowledged, but also analysed at the highest levels.
The obstacles to the way that communities interact have always been present. It's just that they continue to change, and they're changing quicker than often we have the time to react. We saw recently multicultural communities were pinpointed wrongly, in my view, in the result of the same-sex marriage, and we almost blamed for certain outcomes. What needs to be looked at broadly and from a high level is that Australia has always been a multicultural society, and integrating those communities into multicultural identity is important.
Dr. Seb Ozdovsky is Director of Equity and Diversity at Western Sydney University and the convener of the Cohesion Conference. He describes Australia as one of the most successful multicultural societies in the world, with a strong commitment to the equal participation of all groups. He says, though, challenges to cohesion need to be tackled as they emerge.
To start with, our social cohesion is very good, very high, but there are some problems. Another problem is, for example, discrimination and racist behavior. If you look at Scanlon studies, it increased significantly over the last few years. Similar thing, there is unequal treatment of some migrants in the labor market. There are some problems in the area of how our commitment to Australia is expressed. So there is a number of things you would like to talk about.
Dr. Ozdovsky says the conference program also draws on trends that have emerged in the last census. One trend, he says, is the growing number of Australians who lack proficiency in English.
The 2016 census has shown that the number of people with low English proficiency has jumped by almost 820,000 people, and that we have in Australia now about 5 million of people who have a low English proficiency. Society cannot function well when so many people cannot communicate properly with their neighbours. We need to have a look. It's one of the issues, for example, with the conference we'll be discussing.
The conference will run until the 22nd of June in Sydney.